This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, August 27th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The USDA's latest update on agriculture trade shows a decrease in exports, increased imports, and a growing ag trade deficit. Minnesota farmer Harold Woolley is president of the National Corn Growers Association and says a $42.5 billion trade deficit highlights a major problem for U.S. farmers.
Ag trade is very important to the ag community. You know, you can look at the USDA supply and demand balance sheets and see that we have too big of a carryover. How are we going to whittle that down? Well, we need more demand for our grain. And from a policy perspective, I think there's two things. One is ethanol policy, and the other one is trade. You know, we need higher blends of ethanol so that we burn up more ethanol and use more corn to create ethanol. And we need better trade agreements that promote our agricultural products to the rest of the world.
The downturn reflects lower unit values for soybeans, corn, and cotton, as well as lower volumes for beef. Soy exports are projected down $1.5 billion. Corn exports down $900 million. Lower unit values more than offset the higher volumes of both crops. Woolley says lower crop prices will make it difficult for farmers to repay operating loans this year and lead to challenges for some producers securing financing for next year's crop.
I'm concerned about our farm economy going forward. I know some folks built up some good working capital in the past good years, but not everybody's in that position. So we'll see. You know, it's going to be telling when farmers sit down with their bankers this winter and develop those operating loans for the next year. What are the bankers going to want to see? I know we've seen some machinery values fall. Used machinery is coming down, and with the crop inventories being valued less, that balance sheet's going to be a lot less positive this year than it was a year ago.
North Dakota farmer Josh Gackle is president of the American Soybean Association and says many farm budget sheets may be nearing a tipping point.
We haven't started harvest yet in 24, but planning for 25 has already begun. Those balance sheets are much, much tighter, and just trying to provide that certainty, and it's not just certainty for the farmers, but when you talk about operating loans, it's certainty for lenders as well, who are going to look to see that there's some support there for their customers and for farm country and for the people they're working with.
Gackle says crop farmers need updated risk management tools to navigate the weaker farm economy.
The farm bill needs to be updated, and these continued just one-year extensions of the 2018 farm bill doesn't match the financial reality on the farms and the profitability of farms, especially now with, you know, input prices continuing to rise, input costs continuing to rise, commodity prices declining pretty severely. We're looking at a 30 to 35% decline in corn and soybean prices over the past few months. And when it comes to things like reference prices and base acres, some of the priorities that ASA has identified over the past couple years, looking to get those items updated in the farm bill to more accurately match what's going on in the farm. That's what we've been pushing for. And
Woolley says corn growers applauded approval of a farm bill proposal from the House Ag Committee and now need the Senate Ag Committee to do the same.
First of all, Senate Ag Committee's got to have a proposal that they can pass out, and then it's got to go to the whole Senate, and then it's got to go. I mean, we've got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. So they need to get in a room, get discussing it. Senator Sabinow needs to provide language so that they compromise can occur.
It seems like the farm bill has become a political football.
It does, and we are living in times where folks are deeply divided. So that's why I'm emphasizing we need to come together, we need to have compromise, or this isn't going to happen.
Ever the optimist, Gackle says farmers are here at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa planning for the years ahead. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.